Welcome to Season 5 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. Can't Sleep, written by Anonymous. It's the middle of the night. You're laying in bed, sweating. You can't sleep. You're frightened to turn around in bed to see what's lurking in the darkness behind you. You know nothing's behind you. Things like that don't exist. But you're scared. So you decide to turn around. You can do it. Just go quickly. Nothing will be there. You quickly spin around in bed and stare into the darkness. Nothing's there. You lay down. You had just scared the crap out of yourself. You did. Not the darkness. You need to go to the bathroom. So you get up and sit on the edge of your bed. You look around. Still nothing there. You stare at the light shining through the crack in your doorway. And you make a run for it. You run out your door and turn the corner to your bathroom. You run in. Close the door behind you and lock it. After a couple of minutes, you finish, but don't want to go back out there. After a couple more minutes, you get up, wash your hands, and decide you are going to go back out there. You're just not going to think about it. So you open the door. No, wait, that didn't work. You try again. It's stuck. This time you ram yourself into the door, thinking and hoping that it's just a little jammed. This time it flew open, and to your satisfaction, nothing is there. So you start to make your way back into your room. You're now outside your room. On your way into your room, you do your room check. You know, the one you do every time you go back into your room in the middle of the night. You step in, look around the darkness filling your room, check behind the door, look away, but wait. You could have sworn you saw something behind the door. You can hear breathing behind the door. You turn around and look at the door, and then you wake up. You sit up sweating like crazy, scared to death. You look over behind the door and see someone standing there. You must be imagining it. You close your eyes and rub them. You open them up again. It's an old woman. Now floating right in front of your face, 1 inch away. Her face is dirty and old, rotting away. Her hair, the same. Her eyes are bloodshot and menacing. She's wearing a dirty white and gray polka-dotted nightgown. The worst part, her dirty, bloody teeth, open, showing her mouth, which is letting out a terrible, menacing sound. It sounds like a constant gasping for breath, and she's leaning in, now reaching for you. She grabs you and plunges her hand deep into your chest, and pulls it back out with your heart in hand. She devours it right in front of you. You can feel yourself slipping away, but not quick enough. She plunges in again and again, pulling something else each time. She does this until you have nothing left in you. Then she grabs your head and plunges in for your eyes. But then you wake up and you look over to see a woman standing behind the door.
Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.